Okay, so I know this story was featured in some tickers yesterday, delivered by TC. But this is the story, or the false story, of CJ LaFrance, who was a 9-year-old who had Hodgkin's lymphoma. And as part of his touching situation, his parents arranged for him to meet the Syracuse football team last August. Got to hang out at practice, got to throw the old pigskin around a little bit, have a catch. Except he doesn't have Hodgkin's lymphoma. His parents just made the whole deal up so they could raise money on GoFundMe and get him a trip to go see the Orange.
No way.
My first reaction is like, bro, you got to aim for the SEC at least. Like, you could probably take any kid without any disease, and Syracuse would be like, I don't know, hell, come out here.
You know what? You would
from
think.
The area.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be on the team?
Yeah.
You would think that.
Run the chains?
Like, make a wish. Do they have to vet?
Yeah, I bet you they vet way more.
And they have to be like, oh, you got cancer, huh? All right, now you do have no hair and stuff. We're going to need your doctor. I'm going to call him, too.
I bet so, yeah.
Send me an MRI.
Like, really? Like, that seems like nobody would be that bad.
His parents raised $3,000, of which they, of course, had to give back to the donors on GoFundMe.
And he didn't have anything? Like, he's just a regular dude, and they told him, hey, look, we're going to shave your head, wear this hat.
Dude, didn't we do a story like this from 2020 a couple years ago or something?
Syracuse.
Where there was that young girl that was in jail, right? She goes, like, maybe she killed her mom. I think she killed her mom, and she had gone to Disney World.
There's a documentary on
HBO. Yeah, a documentary. Yeah, that's right.
The Mommy Dead and Dearest one?
Yeah,
there you go.
That's it.
Right. Same sort of deal.
That's different. That was a sick lady who actually fed her kids.
So you think these parents are not sick?
Well, I'm just saying.
This is level one of that.
I'm raising my kid normal, but then using them and pretending they're sick. This lady
just using it as a vehicle to meet.
This lady would give her kid
the 4 and 8 Dino Babers Orangeman.
Very strange choice.
Here's CJ Fair.
That's weird,
son. Just a couple years.
That's
ago.
Like Justin wanting to meet Kevin James for his Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
Like, what if someone for their Make-A-Wish wanted to meet well, apparently they did.
Yeah.
But then they didn't even really have the cancer.
The cancer.
And I think, again,
what do you get for this? You should get a lot. Like, penalized. I mean, jail.
Oh,
jail?
Not like a prize or anything?
Yeah, not a prize.
Bob,
although,
I know that you have a strong labor camp opinion. Is this something where you'd like to apply it?
Sure. Let them go break rocks for a little while.
They are charged with scheme to
Why
defraud.
Break rocks? Rock, that doesn't do anything. How about do something like build a road?
Well, what do you build roads with, Dan?
You want to deprive
them. Good point.
You want to deprive them of the enjoyment of utility. Like, they can't even be useful.
I mean, what can we get out? Cleaning garbage on the side of the highway seems like a great use for prisoners,
yeah,
right?
I'm gonna award retroactive points on the idea that Syracuse is the Kevin James of football programs. That's an awesome line because
check out the Carrier Dome, son.
I don't think they've been in a bowl since like 2012. Like they were at the Texas Bowl against Minnesota as their last bowl.
So you
game.
Think,
listen, man, they can score some points. They got some interesting things going on. Dino runs a program.
Do you think that this kid's parents and the kid have suffered enough by having to go visit Syracuse? What you're saying?
And I think if I played for Syracuse, I'd have been like, I don't care. It was cool meeting the kids. Somebody actually wanted to meet a Syracuse football player.
Okay, hear me out on this. I guess their point is if they would have tried like Alabama, they were concerned that there's a better vetting process.
Yeah.
And like
Syracuse is just
that's
giddy.
That's the play. But I think
like,
you still
who would make something up to
beat higher? Like a little
like
bit.
We're
going
to give them a jersey and a. Right. You know, I mean, you want a whole section to sit in? Here, we've got one.
I think you're overthinking this. The family's just from near Syracuse.
Oh, he's back the Orange.
Speaking of Alabama, there's a very disturbing video out right now of an incident that occurred at Davidson High School in Alabama, where a 14-year-old named Rodney Kim Jr. was promoted to the varsity football team. And then he was hazed. But this is not the normal hazing. The one that's so popular now usually seems to involve the butt or the privates in some fashion. This one is just a video of this kid on the ground getting the brakes beaten off of him. I mean, they are everybody punching and
just
kicking
wailing
this kid.
On him.
Yeah,
like
broken arm.
My black friend in college told me that that's how you got to get into a fraternity.
Yeah.
Is they'd beat you up.
And remember that kid at like FAU?
I was like, wow, that doesn't sound fun.
You're thinking
a band
of,
member died a couple years ago.
Gangbanging in Little Rock.
Yeah. I mean, this is what you always heard, right? You got to get jumped in or jumped out. But, I mean, they're beating this kid bad.
I got to.
And the point of the story is the family is suing for $12 million. And they want the entire coaching staff fired. They want forfeit all the players. You know, fire the everybody involved.
See, they understand, Bob, how to ask for more money, and then they're going to get... They just really want a million.
I forgot the name of our segment about... I tweeted something this morning that you probably had muted or something.
Hey, so...
No, it was, yeah. I tweeted something this morning, but
I think
you
it was, look, here's the deal.
No, this is a different
segment.
Do
you have
a rotate?
We need a new page with just all these on it, Mino.
Anyway...
It's not... pleasing to my ear, particularly.
Not that one either.
That was a great one, though. Anyway, the Bill Walsh book. I got to the part on hazing.
I saw that,
and I almost think it's a segment. Like, he was so ahead of the game on hazing, dude.
Yeah, like, except that decades, Paul Brown told him that
decades
right?
ahead of it.
Didn't yeah. you say? Isn't it, that excerpt says that Paul Brown?
Yeah, it starts by yeah. saying Paul Brown like 20 years ago, and we're looking at this being like, can you believe he knew that 30 years ago?
So mid-90s, rolled back to Paul Brown in the early 70s even.
Only difference
Paul Brown in the 50s.
Kind of goes to show
well,
you that
when
it
he
is
was with
a little
Bill
bit
Walsh.
Of common sense.
He was with Bill Walsh in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
it's not. I don't believe that in this story they're positive that the coaches were involved. You know, like sometimes, like I'm positive that what happened when I was in high school, the coaches not only knew, they thought it was funny. But it was just
well, and many coaches
on.
Would say, "Hey, that helps build the camaraderie and blah
yeah,
blah."
Yeah, you see this video.
And I've always thought that's BS.
If you see this video, there is zero way any coach could ever skew this in that direction. They're just
why do the
yeah,
fraternities
and,
beat up
and,
them?
And I guess my thought would be, if the coach on the first day of camp says, "Look, if any of you are caught in any way hazing, you will not play football at any point," you know, and then okay, even if he's not here. We're pretty clear on his policy on hazing.
I just can't imagine being a dad and seeing this video and not like going and grabbing every weapon you have. And
seriously.
Being like, I am on a warpath now. So
absolutely.
Best I can do is ask for every one of you to be fired. Give me all of your money.
And the kid would probably, the kids would say he knew what was going to happen and he willingly did it.
Yeah. Man, that's a rough one. Kind of along the same lines. This is a very interesting story that comes to us from Wise County. I say Alvord Elementary, but I heard the musers saying this morning that some people say Alvord, but it's A-L-V-O-R-D. I've always heard that city pronounced that way. So they ended a tradition this week that they've had for many, many years, which is that on a child's birthday, they come to Principal Bridget Williams' office, and they receive birthday spankings. Not discipline.
Hey, now.
Not... corporal punishment.
How has this continued?
They give them candy, a special pencil, and spankings for each year.
Making it official is very weird, but this was definitely the unofficial tradition of the football team at Bowman Middle School.
Yeah, but the principal having yeah. you up every day. And
no, that's way like weirder the, that way.
Was it a podcast or something we were
no,
listening
no,
to?
No, it was Mindhunter.
Yeah, where the principal tickling. Liked to tickle.
Right, give you a little.
What, I just,
give you a quarter if you let you... Let you tickle him.
I just haven't. That's what we do for kind of discipline. I tickle their feet.
So, in a letter to parents, the student said that the children did have an option of getting a hug or a high five instead, but only a handful made that choice. And actually, although obviously this has come to public light because some parents have complained, several other parents have said the kids love it. They always look forward to it. If it was a big deal, they would have brought it up before.
All right, those parents are idiots, and I don't believe it's several. Like, I'll bet you the majority of parents are not on board with this.
You're also assigning a lot of agency to a child where it's like, anything they have a problem with, they'll just come tell me.
The seven-year-old chose, yes.
I was just like, I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything about that whenever you're a kid.
And you talk about Me Too or whatever, that's all about somebody in power using that power.
What's the point? Like, if you believe in corporal punishment and you believe we need to scare these kids, okay, I don't agree with you, but I get your logic. What's the point of this?